of your children, and don't let them fall by the side of the road. And teach them to love one another, that heaven might find a place in their heart. 'Cause Jesus is love. He won't let you down, and I know we've got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause His love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth and His word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts to be thankful and glad.
Jesus is love. Dear precious Heavenly Father, thank you for all things. It's cold here in Detroit, Michigan today. But Father, I thank you for not allowing Detroit, Michigan to have natural disasters or any kind of disaster. Right now, Lord, Father God, my heart is heavy. The legislative body has decided to terminate the money benefits for certain people, those people who do not have a job. Father, I ask you right now to turn the situation around for us here in Detroit, Michigan, the state of Michigan, where all those who will lose their benefits, that you will bless them with jobs. Now, their lady was on talking about the taxpayers can't afford paying these benefits anymore. God, I'm depending on you. You have said, or one of your prophets has said, in the book of Proverbs, chapter 13, verse 22, that the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. I'm asking you to do that right now. And Father, those people who are losing their benefits, God, do not allow one of them to become homeless. God, help us here. And then, years from now, when those who made the change, their children are in need of these money benefits, let them look at their parents and say, why? Why did you do that? Nonetheless, God, I thank you for being who you are. I thank you for being God. Because if it was left up to me, it would not be the poor that would be suffering today, where they would not lose their benefits today. And that's a good thing. It's not left up to me. Father, again, send jobs right now, this day, this second, this moment, to my community. Bless us, Father. It's time. Thank you for choosing Detroit to bless Detroit. And we'll forever give you the praise and the honor. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, God. Hi there, sheep. You are listening to the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your hostess. I I know that you have your pen or pencil, paper or pad handy, because that is what I ask of you whenever I do the program. I also want you to have the King James Version of the Bible with you, because that's what I read from most of the time. Although, my instructions or what I'm supposed to do is feed my sheep or feed God's sheep and to minister unto the people. And there are other things that I read sometimes that I want to share with you all. For many years now, I have begun to believe, as a woman stated at a Sunday afternoon program, she said that the Bible is a road map to life. And I, as I said, I have begun to believe that, simply because many of the stories in the Bible were given to men that were inspired by God. I really believe that, and that God inspired me. And I have had an experience with God where I am doing what I have been told to do. And if there is any pastor, preacher, whoever, that says a woman cannot preach, realize that they have not experienced God in the manner that Sandra Harris has. And if I had not experienced God or an experience with Jesus, I would not do or be doing what I'm doing this very second, because fear was on me. I said, no, God, I don't want to do that. Nonetheless, I'm doing it, and I'm much happier now that I am feeding God's sheep or ministering unto the people the way that I know how to do. In the book of Matthew, chapter 4, verse 17, Jesus began to preach. He said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Now, repent only means to change. Change that behavior that you're doing that you know within your heart, within your mind, is not approval, is not approving to Jesus. You know, there are things that the Lord hates, and I did a program on that. But read Proverbs chapter 6, verses 16 through 19, and it will tell you about the things that the Lord hates. Also, in the book of Revelation, about a month or so ago, I finished reading the entire book of Revelation, and it tells you in chapter 21, verses 7 and 8, how to become overcomers. You're not supposed to be murderers or whatever, sexual immorality. You're not supposed to do those sorts of things. In order to get into the kingdom of God, you must repent, which means to change your ways or change your behavior. Now, I want to talk to you a little bit about what I know about the Bible. And a lot of people think that it's geared towards Jewish people. Well, the first five books of the Bible were written by Moses. The Pentateuch, that's spelled P-E-N-T-A-T-E-U-C-H, that is a Greek word that gives the names of the first five books of the Bible. Genesis. And I will be reading the creation story out of the book of Genesis in a few minutes from now. The Bible books are Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Those are the first five books of the Bible, the King James Version of the Bible. And these books are called the Torah, T-O-R-A-H, by Jewish people. And they were written by Moses. And as I've said to you earlier, the Bible is a good road map towards life. And just because the first five books were written by Moses, you know, don't feel any racist or don't feel bad about it, because you can learn from what's written in the book. You know, it helps you. And that's just my personal view. Now, the Old Testament, the Bible is divided up into two sections, the Old Testament and the New Testament. The Old Testament has 39 books in it. The New Testament has 27. There's a total of 66 books. And right now my mind is telling me to read the names of those books. And what I want you to do is go to the table of contents, and I will read those names to you. And this is taking me away from what I had planned, but that's all right. I believe that I'm following what the Lord wants me to do. Now, the Old Testament, the names of the books in the Old Testament start with Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth, 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel, 1 Kings, 2 Kings, 1 Chronicles, 2 Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, Esther, Job, it's spelled like Job, J-O-B is the correct pronunciation, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, the Song of Solomon, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zacharias, and the last book, Malachi. Now, let's go to the names in the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, the Acts, Romans, 1 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1 Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians, 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James, 1 Peter, 2 Peter, 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, Jude, and the last book of the New Testament, Revelation. The Bible is a good book to read. Now, my focus is geared to what is written in the King James Version of the Bible. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 21 reads, "For prophecy never came by will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit." And that's what I believe. Because I've had the experience with God, it could have been Jesus. All I know is that I believe that Jesus is alive and he is telling people what to do. I'm going to start in a moment reading to you from the creation story from the book of Genesis. Now, I want you to know that other cultures have creation stories. There's Pangu and Nuwa. That's spelled P-A-N space G-U and Nu, N-U, Wa, W-A. Then there's the Phoenicians, the creation story, the Navajo. Now, the Egyptians have the oldest creation story. And if I don't get to the flood story, this in this segment, there is another flood story, and it was written by a person named Gilgamesh. That's spelled G-I-L-G-A-M-E-S-H. Now, Gilgamesh's story is at least 2,000 years before Moses' flood story. And when you read it, check out the similarities as well as the differences. Now, let us turn our Bible to the book of Genesis and start reading the creation story. And I found something very important that I want you all to remember, and it'll clear up a misconception for you if you have one, like I had one. So that's why it's so very important to read the Bible, so that you will know when someone is giving you hogwash or not. And if they cannot explain the story to you, well, you'll say, well, excuse me, I'm belching again. You will say, well, I know this story. And you will know whether or not that person is telling you the truth or not. Okay, now, the book of Genesis reads, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, 'Let there be light,' and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. So the evening and the morning were the first day. Then God said, 'Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters.'" A firmament means the sky. "Thus God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under their firmament and from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. So the evening and the morning were the second day. Then God said, 'Let the waters under the heaven be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear.' And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters he called seas. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, 'Let the earth bring forth grass, the herbs that yield seed, and the fruit trees that yield fruit according to its kind. And those seeds is in itself on the earth.' And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, the herbs that yield seeds according to its kind, and the trees that yield fruit, whose seed is in itself according to its kind. And God said that it was good. So the evening and the morning were the third day. Then God said, 'Let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and seasons, and for days and years. And let them be for the lights in the firmaments of the heaven, for heavens to give light on the earth.' And it was so. Then God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. God set them in the firmament of the heavens to give light on the earth." Now, there's a word there that says heavens. As we read later in the book, perhaps we will find out if there are more than one heaven, because my book just said heavens, H-E-A-V-E-N, S, meaning more than one. Let's pick up at chapter 1, verse 18. And to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. So the evening and the morning were the fourth day. Then God said, let the waters abound with an abundance of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the face of the firmament of the heavens. So God created seas, great sea creatures, and every living thing that moves with which the waters abounded. The waters were filled, abounded, according to their kind, and every winged bird according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let the birds multiply on the earth. So the evening and the morning were the fifth day. Then God said, let the earth bring forth the living creatures according to its kind, cattle and creeping things and beasts of the earth, each according to its kind. And it was so. And God made the beasts of the earth according to its kind, cattle according to its kind, and every creeping thing and everything that creeps on the earth according to its kind. And God saw it was good. Then God said, let us make man. Well, who is the us that he is talking about? Perhaps we will discover that at a later date, at a later time. Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image, and in the image of God he created male and female, he created them. Now, this is what I want you all to remember, because I had a misconception for years about the Garden of Eden. When Cain knew his wife, I used to wonder, well, where was the woman come from? The woman came from this chapter here, chapter 1, verse 27, where God created male and female. Okay, so don't forget that. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over everything that moves on the earth. And God said, see, I have given you every herb that yields seed, which is on the first of all the earth, on the face of all the earth, and every tree whose fruit yields seed. To you it shall be food for you. Also, to every beast of the earth, to every bird of the air, to everything that creeps on earth in which there is life, I have given every green herb for food. And it was so. Then God saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was good. So the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Chapter 2. Thus the heavens and the earth and all the hosts of them were finished. And on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had done. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he has done. Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it. Sanctified means to set apart for sacred use, because he had rested from all his work God had created and made. This is the history of the heavens and earth when they were created, and in the days of the Lord God had made the earth and the heavens. Now, that is the creation story of Moses as he tells it. Again, I have told you that there are other creation stories. And when I pick up the next time, because I believe the book of Genesis, portions of it, should be read to you so that it will clear up whatever misconceptions you may have. So, we're going to stop off. We're going to pick up again on chapter 2, verse 5. So let's mark that so that we will start that the next time we have a lesson or reading from the book of Genesis. So what did we learn? We learned, and I think this is very important, that when God first created the heavens and the earth, and when he said, let us make men in our own image, according to our likeness, he made men, he made male and female. Genesis chapter 21, verse 27. You keep that in mind, because next week, hopefully I will come on next Saturday morning, if it's God's will, and we will talk about the Garden of Eden and the fall of man. And this is where I had misunderstandings, and this chapter 1, verse 27 cleared up a lot of what I did not understand about the creation story or the beginning of man according to Moses' story. So, with that, I'm going to give us a closing prayer. Now, when you go to Proverbs chapter 6, verse 17, you will find that God tells you one of the things that he hates is the shedding of innocent blood. And I'm here to tell you, do not shed innocent blood. No abortions, please. Now, our closing prayer. Father God, I thank you for your goodness and your mercy. And give us this day our daily bread. Let no one in Detroit become homeless because of the decisions the policymakers made up in Lansing to stop their money benefits. Forgive us our debt as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Jesus' name, I pray, amen. And remember, take the Lord God along with you everywhere you go. And if it's the good Lord's will, and I
got to walk on. Walk on through temptation, for His love and His wisdom will be our help in hand. And His word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts to be thankful and pray that Jesus.